Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Anna and the Angels Radio Show. I'm your host Anna Taylor, and as always it's my pleasure to be with you. It's 9 p.m. here in the UK on February the 12th, and I believe today is the first day that Mercury has gone direct, or perhaps it was yesterday. So I've been talking about Mercury retrograde a lot on the radio for the last few weeks. I've been talking about it in my videos and my Facebook posts. And, you know, it's not something to be afraid of. In fact, it can be a deeply healing, really intuitive time. But it can also cause some communication issues. And I have to say, a few hours ago, I wasn't sure I was going to be on the radio with you because none of my internet and my computer was working. So I'm really grateful that I can be sharing with you today, particularly because I have one of my dear friends on the radio who is probably one of the most talented, gifted people I know, and just one of the loveliest people too. And I always love sharing some of my favorite people with you. So we're going to be talking to Melissa Heavener in a moment. But I wanted to just check in with you and just know that we're going to be talking about purpose and about happiness. And we'll go into more details about that. But the angels have really been sharing a lot about this topic in the last few weeks because, you know, when things are challenging, and I think that we've had a pretty intense start to the year, it can be easy to really forget those essential things of what is it that makes me happy? What is it that is going to make me feel alive? What is it that I can do right now to choose to be happy no matter what is going on? And Melissa is such an amazing example of that. She has had regular conversations with departed loved ones since she was a tiny child. She also has cerebral palsy like me, and, you know, we've definitely bonded over that, but we both also don't let it define us, and she's such an amazing person. She uses her gift to help so many people. She is known as a fourth dimension advisor for those who seek her services, and she also has gained recognition with medical doctors because she's able to see people's energy and help medical professionals diagnose patients by providing clues as to what they should look for as far as the disease goes. She also has two master's degrees, one in mental health counseling and the other in rehabilitation counseling, and undergraduate degrees in psychology and theatre design with an emphasis on creative writing. So this is a person who really throws herself into life and has helped so many people. And she also has an amazing book. We've actually had Melissa on the show to talk about her book, My Life with Robin, How My Spirit Guide Saved My Life. So if you want to check back on an old show, I think that we did probably a couple of years ago now, you can do that. But we'll be talking a little bit more kind of specifically about purpose and about happiness today. But I would definitely ask that you check out that show because we talked in depth about her book, and it's such an amazing story that she's going to be sharing with a lot more people in this year. So I highly recommend that you check that out. But without further ado, I'm going to be introducing my dear friend Melissa because I want to have her share her own wisdom with us today for as long as possible. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, and thank you for that beautiful, lovely introduction. I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, you and I talk quite a bit, but we haven't actually been on the radio for a while together, and it's just such a nice opportunity for us both to share together, and I know that we have a lot of similar things going on, but it's really nice for you to be able to share this because I know that you've particularly been focusing on helping people with their life purpose and that you're going to be doing more of that. And there's such a, you know, there can be a little bit of a misconception on purpose because we always feel like it has to encapsulate one thing or that we have one answer to that. And then we get caught up in, you know, I'm doing the wrong thing or I should be doing this. But I don't know about you, but I just feel like happiness and life purpose kind of goes hand in hand because we're meant to be joyful, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, if what you're doing isn't bringing you happiness or isn't opening the doors to help you get on a path that will bring great happiness, then it's something that you really need to focus on. And happiness can be defined by each person differently. And sometimes it takes us a little longer in life to figure out exactly what that path of happiness is. But once you do, even if it's not your complete focus because you have daily things that you have to take care of or, you know, daily life responsibilities, as long as you still focus some energy on that pathway or those things that make you happy, you'll have more energy to do everything else and just be more
right.
in the right vibration.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, I said that we spoke a lot about your life in another show, and I really recommend that people check out that because it does talk in depth about your book. And, you know, I know we spoke a lot about your gifts, but you've had a lot of different aspects to, I would say, your journey and your purpose and the way that you're kind of tying all of those gifts in to help others right now. Do you feel like purpose is also about knowing that you can kind of bring it all together? It's not just about one aspect. It's actually about the whole picture. I think sometimes people get caught up in, you know, this one thing, but actually it's about the whole journey sometimes, isn't it?
Exactly. And sometimes your purpose becomes more and more revealed as you have different experiences in your life. So those experiences serve as lessons to prepare you for a greater purpose that may not have even been in your vision, you know, years earlier,
right.
but then it comes crystal clear. So absolutely.
And also I think that, you know, it takes a while sometimes to really work out what we feel passionate about, because we're taught really from an early age, or a lot of us are taught that, you know, we have to do this, and, you know, it takes a lot to earn money, or we, you know, we have to struggle, or we have to do what everyone else is telling us to do. And so we kind of drown out that voice sometimes that says, oh, but I really love this. Oh, well, I can't do that because that's not sensible, or that's not what everyone else is doing. But, you know, you've really stayed true to yourself throughout your life. And I think that that is a big part of it, is to really allow yourself to listen to your own guidance. And that's probably why it's worked so well for you, because you have had such a strong connection with Robin, your guide, and the angels to help you to be able to actually make those choices, where other people sometimes can kind of let their own fears get in the way. And you're not a person that has done a lot of that. I know you're human too, but you've also had such a clear voice guiding you all of the time. Would you say that it really helps to be intuitive to live your life purpose?
Yes, absolutely. And I think the biggest thing that can help people, no matter what state you're in or what situation, or if you're still trying to figure out what that purpose is, I think the biggest thing that people can start to focus on is, you know, understanding that whatever given circumstance or situation you're in the moment is only a fraction of your life, and only, you know, in the whole scheme of things, only a very small amount of time. And it takes
yes.
such a small amount of energy to make change, and your life can change in an instant and put you in the direction that you want to be in. It's just a matter of recognizing that potential and keep moving
right,
forward, no matter how slowly.
Absolutely. It's like sometimes we always want to feel like we're living this big picture straight away, but often, as we've so often said, and I say pretty much every show, that your guidance, the angels, your guides, whoever you feel most connected to, they usually give us one step at a time, don't they?
Yes, exactly. And they give us stepping stones to prepare us for really embracing that purpose.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to say, because I believe that, you know, that you and I have this in common, and it's something that you've been such a great teacher for me, and people will know that, as I said, that you and I both, you know, often, you know, have dealt with a lot of different mobility challenges, and we, you know, all that comes with that. But it's really also remembering a big part of it is that we chose all of that in some way. Our soul knows exactly what we're doing. And even when we have challenges like that, it's all part of our purpose, because perhaps we're here to teach others, or to show others that we can do whatever we want, regardless of the body that we have. And I know that a big thing that you have taught me is that you really consider it a huge gift, don't you, that you're in a wheelchair?
Yes. If I could take a pill tomorrow and change it, I never would, because I think it's really helped me with that intuitive connection. And in the scheme of things with other challenges that I've overcome, the physical limitations or mobility limitations seem very tiny in comparison. So I've never even really considered myself to be disabled, because I can pretty much do what everyone else does. I just do it in a slightly different way. And then if there is something I can't do, that's okay, because I can talk to my guide and I can see things intuitively very easily. And that's something that other people that are walking around can't do always easily. So it's a give and take, and I wouldn't change my condition or situation for anything, because I've really stepped into the role of being an inspirational speaker along with the spiritual gift. And I think it's really powerful to be able to go in front of large groups of people or small groups of people even, and be motivational and inspirational and show that you're happy and sexy and, you know, motivated and all these things, and you're in the chair. And initially people in the audience may think, oh, she's going to talk about how she handles being in the chair. And then they realize being in a chair is not even an obstacle to me. It's just part of who I am. So, absolutely.
And, you know, you've been such a reminder to me of that. And of course, you know, I feel much more accepting of all of my challenges or whatever it is now. And like you, I don't let it stop me doing any of the work that I do. And I really feel that I'm so much more than what, you know, some people would consider. But it's just such a great reminder, and I think that this message is so important to share in these days, because so many of us focus on, oh, I can't do this, or, you know, I don't look like this person, and the media goes on about all kinds of different things, and it's really unimportant that we can be happy regardless of all those things, and in fact, not just in spite of those things, but because of those things, but because we can stay true to ourselves and say that we are meant to stand out and that we are meant to shine in our unique ways, because that's what we're here for, and that is such a liberating thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I really think, I really believe from working with clients and friends and just over and over, I've come to realize that the obstacles or the struggles that we've been dealt in this lifetime, or in any lifetime, I'm sure, are really, they kind of help us to get on that purpose. There's always some kind of lesson or something that we've overcome or we've been through or lived through that kind of helps us really use those skills, purpose,
yes,
whatever that purpose may be.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I know that you and I have spoken a lot about this, and every time I see clients, or I'm able to, you know, connect with the angels or to offer comfort to someone, it's like I just get this overwhelming sense of, wow, you know, this is what, you know, it's like full circle moments where you go like, wow, this is really why I've been through all of the stuff. It just like, it enables me to do so many things that I know that I wouldn't have otherwise done. And you're right, it gives us a great listening opportunity, because we're able to be sometimes stiller and more present than other people. And it's, yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's so much peace in that, isn't there? Just really, and I really believe, you know, a big piece of happiness and being on purpose is just to really accept ourselves and accept all of the things that we may feel as challenges or difficulties, because it all makes us who we are. We can't regret anything if we're happy in the present, right? So, because it
exactly.
all brought us into a place that we are in now. And I want to say that I really feel like if we can all just learn to accept all of the things that we consider perfections or imperfections or challenges or issues, then actually we're already living a huge part of our purpose, because that is what we really are in our bodies for, is to be able to be here and say, despite all of those human things, that I know who I truly am. And I believe it's a lifelong process, but you're doing it so amazingly, Melissa.
I feel that you are too, and I'm not sure how many of your listeners know, but Anna and I are both kind of nicknamed Tinkerbell, and she's the Tinkerbell of the UK, and I'm the Tinkerbell of the USA. And I truly believe that if we didn't have our limitations that we have, we would be flying all around like crazy, and no one would be able to
I definitely feel like there is like a, okay, yeah, probably we would have difficulty staying on the ground, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
absolutely. I do believe that. You know, when there's a kind of like that we shine from the inside out in different ways because of that. And it's a knowing, an inner knowing. And you know, there's a wisdom I think that you learn when you go through challenges. You don't always have to feel amazing every day, but if you can hold on to the wisdom and you can hold on to the blessings that you do receive, it's always far outweighs all of the challenges, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of keep moving forward, no matter how small, if you're crawling or, you know, taking it one step at a time, one crutch at a time, however you move forward, just keep moving forward at any pace and you'll be able to overcome whatever challenge you face.
Right. And so if somebody was really struggling right now, if they're listening and they're thinking, yeah, okay, but I'm really struggling, I don't even know why I'm here, and I don't feel like I can even think about that happiness right now, what advice would you have for them? What do you think would be the best advice that you have for someone wanting to be happy?
Well, one of the energetic things that people can do that's quite easy, actually, is strengthening the solar plexus, which is the energy point right at the stomach, like where the belly button is, because that's your strongest energy point on the body to strengthen your own energy, whether it be emotional energy, physical energy, or just the energetic body. And the color of that energy point is yellow. So wearing yellow clothes, wearing yellow stones, anything like that to amplify that energy point will help you with confidence. And it also helps you just kind of figure out, you know, with more certainty what direction to take. And if you're struggling with any kind of physical limitation or disease, strengthening that energy point will definitely help no matter what you're going through. So that's one simple step that people can implement to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And energetically, because we're all energy, doing things like that, even if you don't know how it's going to work or what it looks like, just having the intention that that is the case really just helps you to brighten everything up, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So that's just a very simple thing to implement to just kind of help if you're feeling really stuck.
Yeah, okay. And so is there anything else that you've found in your own life that helps you to get that sense of purpose? Is it creativity? You know, I know that you're a really creative person, and so much of the time we always think of creativity as like, oh, I have to write a book, or I have to be a dancer, or I have to, you know, do those really major things. But sometimes it isn't about just doing, you know, a big project. It's actually just about being, you know, perhaps more present to some of the things that you enjoy doing. And I one of my tips, actually, if somebody doesn't really know what they're supposed to be doing or how they can be happy, is just to start to really connect with, what do I even like about my day? What is my favorite food? What is my favorite color? What music do I like? You know, really connecting with the things that you enjoy, because then it's easier to start to really feel that spark, that Tinkerbellness, like we say, right? That little spark within us that gets excited about things. And if you're not feeling excited, to start with some of those smaller things that make you feel like life is at least perhaps a comfort or a joy, then it starts to help you to grow that. It's like growing a flame inside of you, like your solar plexus, isn't it?
Yes, and much like you said, acceptance is a huge part of it to move forward, but the other piece that's equally important is gratitude. So if people feeling really down or really sad, and you feel like, well, I can't find acceptance of, you know, what I'm going through because it's really tough, just start at the slightest point to find something to be, you know, very grateful for. And if you continue to do that every day, that will grow. And that sort of, like, morphs itself into acceptance. So I would say gratitude is a great place to start, too.
Absolutely. I always say, people always say to me, you know, can you give me like a spiritual practice or something that will help me shift my life? And I instantly tell them gratitude.
I do as well. I think it's just fundamental to moving forward. And even if you don't feel it initially, it raises your vibration. And that in itself starts the energy moving to get you out of a situation.
Perfect. Absolutely. It is. I often say, like, even just focusing on two or three things that you're grateful for in that one day, it just really helps to open your energy up. And the angels tell me it's like opening the door to more blessings.
Yes. Or I like to say it's like unwrapping a present. You start off with the little corner, and before you know it, you've unwrapped the whole thing and you have plenty to be grateful for.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely. That's so great. So going back to your own journey, like what are you grateful for? What is it that you feel is, you know, I know that we gave your introduction and you're doing so many different things, but where is the focus for you right now? What do you feel like you're doing to help share that, you know, message, but also to really, what's your joy, Melissa? What lights you up right now?
Well, I am an avid music lover, so even before I do readings in the morning, my actual meditation practice is listening to upbeat music because it immediately raises my vibration and gets me in that zone to really connect with the divine and connect with the angels or my guide. So that's something that I do on a daily basis just for my own personal, you know, raising my vibration and getting ready to start the day. Even yesterday I was working with the police department on a missing persons case, and, you know, that can be very heavy, heavy energy and draining. So in order to keep myself going and to raise my vibration and get more of a connection, right in the middle of it when I got a lunch break, I was listening to Katy Perry's music.
Perfect. That is so perfect. And actually, I want to say that, you know, that's one of the things that you and I both love. But people always think that, you know, we have to, in order to do this, you know, we have to be really serious and, you know, when we don't want to listen to anything too fun or loud or anything. But actually, all of that, if it makes you feel joyful, is the best way to be in contact with our guides and angels, isn't it?
Yes, and I always tell people, particularly when they're asking, you know, what's my purpose or why am I here? I always tell them to close their eyes and think about when they were small, what did they imagine themselves doing or what really made their heart blossom? And usually that's a clue to the area or to somewhat of a path that will help you figure out your purpose. You know, maybe it is music, but you think, well, I can't sing. Well, maybe you'll find that you're good at writing lyrics, or maybe you'll find that you're good at helping with choreography or something related to music that you might not have even thought of before. But usually it's a clue. If you think way back before your mind, you know, put limitations and judgments on what you should or shouldn't do, what did your heart tell you really like to do?
Yeah, that's another thing. Our child self really knew that, because it wasn't connected to all the adults telling us, you know, we can't do that. Before we had all the people giving us opinions and life happening, we actually were really connected to our joy. So even if you don't necessarily directly do what you wanted to do as a child, usually that gives you some clues, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I always, when I was very small, I wanted to be a doctor, and I found that I didn't have the physical stamina to do, you know, the residency and things, so I went more into the psychology. But now I get to work with doctors and help diagnose people who are, you know, suffering from something physically or mentally, and that's a way that I've been able to really embrace my purpose, but in a totally different way than I ever imagined.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always wanted to help people. I didn't know what it was, but I always knew that I wanted to help people feel better. So I think we're on the right track there. Talking of that, you know, can people find out more about what you're doing? I know you have lots of different events and lots of exciting things that you're going to announce soon and various things. Can you share with people anything that you have coming up and where they can find you, Melissa?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so excited to share these two big things that are coming up. I'm actually teaching a 6-week online course, and it's called Destination Happiness. And I limit it to only 10 people per 6 weeks, per session, because I want to really give that individual attention. And the class covers everything from finding your purpose, or if you already know your purpose, giving intuitive guidance on how to help people really start living that, or if they haven't figured it out, how to figure that out. And then there's a piece in the class that talks about bringing the abundance that allows you to live your purpose or allows you to live more comfortably. There's a piece in the class about finding your true love and, you know, having better communication in any relationship, whether it be work relationships or family relationships. So it kind of covers all the major areas where people tend to stumble or get stuck and helps people get through those blockages and really have a clear idea of how to reach their full potential of destination happiness. So that's something that I recently just finished the first course, the first 6 weeks, and the testimonials have been amazing, and it's so rewarding to me to be able to start the next course actually very, very soon. The last week of this month, I'm going to be starting that. I have a whole video about the course on YouTube. It's under M. Hevenor, H-E-V-E-N-O-R 94 on YouTube, and the video is called Destination Happiness, so you can find out more about that. There's also some about it on my website, which is my name, melissahevenor.com. And the other really exciting thing I have going on, which I've told you a little bit about, Anna, is I'm doing this year, starting October 31st, a spiritual cruise that's leaving out of Fort Lauderdale, and it's going to the Bahamas and to Puerto Rico and some really awesome destinations on a beautiful, luxurious cruise line with Holland America. And there's going to be yoga classes. There's going to be art classes for kids and adults to help you connect with your creativity. I'm going to do readings. I'm going to do inspirational speaking. I have some other great spiritual teachers who are going to be part of it. And if people are interested on sailing away to a soul-enlightened cruise, you can find out more about that in the very next week. And also, go to encorecruises@hollandamerica.com, and you can find out more about that, too. So I'm super excited about that.
That's wonderful. Yay, that's so exciting. And you get to spread your happiness, you know, in different parts of the world, which is always very exciting, isn't it?
Yes, because I'm always
told. Melissa, I'm so happy that you got to join us. I know that the time always goes really quickly, but thank you so much for sharing your beautiful energy and your wisdom with all of us. I know that I feel it every time I speak to you, and I know that you share it so freely. So thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome, and thank you again for inviting me. I love you, and I love being on your show.
Oh, yeah, we could talk forever. And I know that actually it was one of the first times we connected was on my show, but we've only got a few seconds left. So I want to send everyone lots of love. Just be happy. Choose to be happy. Allow yourself to be happy. The angels, the divine want you to be happy. And we send you many, many blessings. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.